This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We believe in him, we trust in him, we bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's messenger and his slave. I want to say this. I don't mean to embarrass your imam, Imam Muhammad Ahmed, is a man whom I love very much. It's not just words, it's true. And how blessed you are. You know why, Imam? Because you are a 21st century Imam. Allah has blessed you to give light and guidance everywhere you go. I was asked maybe a week ago, Imam, what's your topic? The khutbah for today, what will it be? And I texted, what's love got to do with it? And you know, unlike you, you blessed to have Muslim parents. Most of you have Muslim parents. Me, I was the first Muslim in my family. So I grew up here in this country, in the dunya. And I remember many songs that I used to listen to when I was young. And one of the songs was this, what's love got to do with it? I said to myself, when the imam hears this and hear the khutbah, he's gonna Google to find out what's love got to do with it. And he surprised me. He knew the person who sang the song. Serious. I said, are you serious? So this is what I want to talk about today, what love has to do with it. The answer is everything. Today's khutbah, everything is about love. And this is what I want to leave you with. I want to leave you with some work to do. I don't want you just to listen to the khutbah to be entertained. I want you to take something from it. Because the more you study Islam, you will find out everything has to do with love. Al-Wadud, lahu al-asma al-husna, he has the most beautiful names, and one of them, Al-Wadud. Allah is the one who loves. There's a verse in the Quran I always think about, Musaddiqan lima bayna yadayhi min al-kitab. It is, the Quran is a confirmation of the scripture that came before, because it's one Allah who sends the revelation. وَأَنزَلَ التَّوْرَةَ وَإِنْجِيلَ, and Allah sent down the Torah and the Injil. Isa ibn Maryam and Musa, these are the messengers of Allah. And in the Bible, they say, God is love. God is love. And today I want you to appreciate this. First of all, our relationships with one another. The Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, said, لَتَدْخُلُوا جَنَّةً حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَبُوا. You will never go to Jannah until you believe. That makes sense. And you will never believe until you love one another. Do you love one another? 1,800,000,000 Muslims around the world. Do you love them? Do you love the Muslims in Malaysia, in Lebanon, Palestine, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Bangladesh? Do you love the Muslims in Africa? Do you love the Muslims in America? Do you love the Muslims in Europe? Inna hadhihi ummatakum ummatan wahida wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. This ummah of yours is one ummah, and I am your Lord, so worship me. A conversation between the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, and Umar radiallahu anhu, 1400 years ago. Umar says to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, La'anta ya Rasulullah habu ilayya min kulli shayin ila nafsi. O Messenger of Allah, you are more beloved to me than anything else except myself. That's a powerful statement. You are more beloved to me than anything else except myself. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَا وَلَذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدْهِ. I swear by him in whose hand my life is, until I am more loved by you than yourself. What? And then Umar said, Ya Rasulullah, Al-An, Wallahi, you are more beloved to me than myself. And the Prophet said, Al-An, Ya Umar, now. You see, the Imam will tell you there's a movement around the world. They call themselves Al-Quraniyya. Al-Quraniyya. These are the people, these are Muslims who say, we don't need hadith. We don't need hadith. All we need is the Quran. Really? You think you can practice Islam without hadith? Really? Yeah, all we need is the Quran. You believe that for sure? All right, let's see. Five prayers a day, beginning with Fajr. How many rakat you make? We make two. How you know? The Quran don't say. Four rakats for Dhuha, how we do them? Three rakats for Maghrib, four for Isha, four for Asr. How? How you know it? We have to do Hajj. How you make Hajj? When do you begin? Al-Hajj Arafat. Hajj is Arafat. How you do it? How many times you go around the Kaaba, running between Safa and Marwa, going to Mina, going to Muzdalifah? You tell me from following the Quran itself. Because the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, he explains the Quran. The Quran was revealed to him, and he explains it. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni yusalli. The Prophet said, pray as you see me pray. Then Allah says, the ultimate compliment to the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, man yuti rasul faqad ata Allah. Whoever obeys the messenger has in fact obeyed Allah. So I asked myself the question, why did the Prophet tell Umar that, no, Umar, really, you don't have full faith unless I am more beloved to you than yourself. You know the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him? He doesn't follow his own desire. It's nothing but wahyi yuhan. When you get a chance, not now, but I want you to go to the 9th chapter of the Quran in the 24th verse. This explains why the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, told Umar, not until I am more loved by you than yourself. This explains it why. So I won't go into details. I just say quickly, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ أَبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبَنَاؤُكُمْ وَأَخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَأَشِيرَتُكُمْ إِلَى أَخِرِهِ. Say, Allah is telling the Prophet to say, if it is that you love your fathers, and your children, and your brothers, and your wives, and your near relatives, and the wealth that you have gained, in the businesses that you fear decline, in your homes that you love, if it's more beloved to you than Allah and His messenger, Allah wants you and me to love the Prophet more than we love ourselves. And it makes sense. So brothers and sisters, today I want to leave you with this. Number one, love one another. No, I should say number one, to love Allah and His Messenger, and then to love one another. There is one brother in my community that I know. We knew each other in the dunya. We were best friends in the dunya. So he can say what no one else can say. Yes, me and Imam Siraj, we were friends in the dunya. We were best friends. We played basketball together. We went to parties together. I was in college, and I introduced him to one of my friends in college, and she became his wife. But you know what? All those years we know each other. Now we love each other, fi sabilillah. Fi sabilillah. On yawm al-qiyamah, yaqulullah, أنا متحبون بجلالي. Where are those who love each other for my glory? It's one thing to be friends. We did all those things. We hung out together. But now, to love each other for Allah. That's the true love. So, we want to love one another. Walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, I want to admit to you, I get nervous when I talk to young Muslims who tell me, yes, Imam Saraz, I'm a Muslim. I said, that's good. Do you pray? No. I don't pray, but I believe. For real? Impossible. It's impossible for you to really believe and you don't make salat. I'm shocked when I learned that there are people don't make salat. How you not make salat? The Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, a man came to him. He wanted to learn about Islam. And the Prophet said, khamsa salawat, five prayers a day. Listen to what he said. هل علي غيرهن? Is there anything more than the five prayers a day? قال لا إلا التطوع. No, except what is extra. And then the Prophet said, Siyam Ramadan is coming soon. We're in the month of Sha'ban. Soon will be Ramadan. Fasting in the month of Ramadan. هل علي غيرهن? Is there anything more than this fast of Ramadan? قال لا إلا التطوع. No, no, except what is extra. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, "Az-zakat, hal alayya ghayruha? Is anything more? Qala la, illa an tutawwa'a, except what is extra." So the man, he turned around and walked away and said, "Wallahi, la azidu ala hadha wa la ankusu minhu. I swear by Allah, I will neither increase nor decrease." And the Prophet ﷺ said, "Aflaha in sadaqa." If he would do that, he'd be successful. Mandatory. I would argue that when you do the mandatory, maybe you do it because you fear Allah. If I don't make salat, I fear Allah. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, the people in Jannah will look down at the people in hellfire and say, Masalaka kafi sakar, what has landed you in the hellfire? Qalu lamakum min al-musallin. We're not those who made salat. You ain't got no option. It is Allah's right that he be worshipped how he's to be worshipped. Five prayers a day, you have to do it. You get up in the morning before the rise of the sun and you turn to Al-Kaaba and you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who do you think you are? like to make prayer to Allah? Who do you think you are? You can't fast in the month of Ramadan. Who do you think you are? You can't give zakat. No. We're not doing Allah a favor. Allah don't need us, nor does he need our salat or our zakat or our siyam. He don't need us. You can neither benefit Allah, nor can you harm him. It is his right. So the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, said, there's nothing that brings a slave closer to Allah than the fara'id. You want to get close to Allah? Make your salat. You want to get close to Allah? You fast in the month of Ramadan. You want to get close to Allah? You pay the zakat. And then when a person does the nawafil, the extra, Allah loves them. You want to get closer to Allah? So Allah love you for sure? Imam, there's another song. And the other song was, and you may not know this one, you may be too young for this one. It's, I'm going to make you love me. There was a group called the Supremes, Diana Ross and the Supremes. Some of you are shaking your head. And the Temptations. I'm going to make you love me. I'm going to do all the things for you a man wants a woman to do. Another song, I Can't Make You Love Me. A third song, I Can't Make You Love Me. I'm saying today in this masjid, you can make Allah love you. What you mean, Imam? What you mean? You can force Allah to love you? I don't mean that. I mean, if you do this, Allah will love you. I give you 10 examples. I give you maybe three, one, two, or three. Kul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wallahu ghafurur rahim. Say, if you love Allah, I love Allah, me. If you love Allah, say this to Muhammad, say this to the people. If you love Allah, follow me, Muhammad. Allah will love you and forgive your sins. You want to get the love of Allah? Follow Muhammad. Peace and blessing be upon him. I'll give you another one. Al-Ansar, la yuhibuhum illa mu'min, wa la yubgidahum illa munafiq. Min ahabuhum, ahabuhu Allah. The Ansar, none loves them but a believer. And none hates them but a hypocrite. Whoever loves them, Allah loves. Whoever hates them, Allah hates. We can get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love us by doing those things that is pleasing to him. And my last point, just in case you never forget this, it is impossible. It's impossible to love Allah more than Allah loves us. It's impossible. Can't do it. Because you see, when you love someone, it's a manifestation. It's not lip service. So you can lip service. I love you, I love you, oh, I love you, I love you. Really? Really? Easy to say. It's really easy to say. But to manifest it, the Ansar, they love the Muhajireen. Ansar wasn't their name. That wasn't the name of a tribe. Allah gave them that name. I finish with this. Akha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bayna Abdurrahman ibn Auf wa Sa'd ibn Rabi'ah. And the Prophet made a band of brotherhood between the Muhajireen and the Ansar. Abdurrahman ibn Auf wa Sa'd ibn Rabi'ah. Sa'd ibn Rabi'ah, Ansar. He says, I am the wealthiest of the Ansar. I'm the wealthiest. No one has more than me. Abdurrahman ibn Auf, take half my wealth. Can I give you a modern perspective? Bill Gates, probably the richest American, telling Imam Muhammad Ahmed. He said, Muhammad Ahmed, I love you. I'm going to give you half my wealth. You know how much that would be? Something like $59 billion he would give you. This is the love the Ansar had for the Muhajirin. So brothers and sisters, let us love one another and let's do it for Allah. I want to leave you one other thing that has just happened. There's a store that I go to, brothers from Yemen, that's not far from my house. It's a grocery store. And about a month ago, I saw an African-American elderly woman in a what do you call those things? You sit in the walker, a walker. And she's on the outside of the store. She has a cup, so she wants some charity. So I went there, and I put $20 in the cup. So as I was putting it, she says, thank you. But when she saw what it was, she said, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I didn't know her. I didn't ask her her religion. She needed it. And it was cold outside. I came the next week. I put another $20 in it. The third time I came, I didn't know Imam, she recognized my car. She waved at me. And I gave her $50. I put $50 in an envelope and gave her. I told my wife about it, Imam. You know what my wife did? She went to the store and she looked for that woman. She wanted to give her something just because her husband gave and she understood the condition. Yesterday, I'm coming from the masjid. I said, you know what? It's raining. It's cold. I said, I'll go maybe tomorrow to give her something. And then I said, you know what? She may need it today. Maybe she's there today. And she saw it, and I gave another $50. And you can see her light, her eyes, they light up. Why do that? I don't know her. And so I spoke to her. She said, you know, all she said is God. God sent you. We can make a difference in the lives of people. We can. You're here in America not just to be here to live nice, with a nice job, a good education. Yes, do that. And at the same time, be slaves of Allah. By helping these people. Imam, I went to do a wedding last weekend. A Muslim doctor living in Long Island. He said, Imam, I want you to officiate my daughter's wedding. I said, okay. I came there. I did the wedding. Right before I came there, I was about to get on the highway, and I had the light. And a young white man, maybe 30, 31 years old, came to me. He had a can. He said, I'm really embarrassed, but I ran out of gas. I know you probably heard it. Can you help me? I got my daughter in the car. I got to get back. I said, how much you need? He said, a couple of dollars. So I went in my pocket. I happened to see a $20 bill. So I gave him the $20. You should see his eyes. Maybe he's tricking me. Allahu alam. He's not tricking Allah. Maybe he needs it for food. Run out of gas? Okay. This is my point. Fi sabilillah. Everything, fi sabilillah. Love one another, fi sabilillah. Demonstrate our love for one another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our sins and have mercy upon us. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أطعنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت الذين من قبلنا ربنا لا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت مولانا فانصرنا على قوم الكافرين والحمد لله رب العالمين إقامة الصلاة.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.